It's Nikki, Sam, and 80. We've got JS from the South Shore who said, you beat Sam in your car all the time, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, this is your first time taking him on live, so we're cheering for you. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, JS.
Okay. What country, JS, would you find the Pantheon in?
Greece.
What sport are you practicing if you're doing the slalom, downhill, and giant slalom?
Alpine skiing.
According to the cliche, what do birds of a feather do?
Pass.
Ben Stiller plays a clueless fashion model in this 2001 movie.
Pass.
In what U.S. city would you find the Sears Tower?
That's Chicago.
According to the cliche, what do birds of a feather do?
Ooh, there's the timer. Nice work, though, JS. Very nice work. We're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to 500 miles. Maybe for the Montreal Marathon this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Feels like 500 miles. But they walk the 500 miles in this song. They don't run it.
True. And you didn't partake in either.
That's right.
All right, Sam, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. You're taking on JS this morning.
Thank you and good luck.
Okay, Sam, what country would you find the Pantheon in?
That'd be Greece.
What sport are you practicing if you're doing the slalom, downhill, or giant slalom?
Skiing. Downhill skiing.
According to the cliche, what do birds of a feather do?
Birds of a feather flock together.
Ben Stiller plays a clueless fashion model in this 2001 movie.
Zoolander.
What U.S. city would you find the Sears Tower?
That's in Chi-Town, Chicago.
And that's five.
All right.
That's it. All right. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. What country would you find the Parthenon in? Right?
Pantheon.
Yeah. Pantheon?
I'm not sure.
All right. The answer is Greece, and you both knew that. Nice work.
Nice.
What sport are you practicing if you're doing the slalom, the downhill, and the giant slalom? The answer is skiing or downhill skiing. You're both correct on that. Nice work. According to the cliche, birds of a feather.
They flock together.
It's not cliche. I love that one.
It's fact.
Sam was correct on that one. Ben Stiller plays a clueless fashion model in this 2001 movie. The answer is Zoolander, and Sam was correct on that one. And the final question, in what U.S. city would you find the Sears Tower, you both knew that it was Chicago. Very nice work. So unfortunately, that does make Sam the winner. But I was impressed with your performance this morning, JS. You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you. Good answer, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So he knows Zoolander. Does that really make him that smart?
It's a cult classic.
Big deal. JS, thanks for playing. We'd love to have you try again soon. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
We've got Jessica and Brad from Vaudreuil ready to take Sam down. How's it going, you guys?
Going good. We're ready.
You're ready. All right. So you listen every morning. You know how the game works?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And you're both smarter than Sam, and then combined, like, he's just not even going to be able to touch you guys, right?
Exactly.
That's what I thought. All right. Good luck.
Okay, guys. Finish the sentence. The bigger they are, the harder they
fall.
On Friends, who is Chandler's girlfriend with the incredibly nasally voice?
Pat.
What bra company's jingle was, "We care about the shape you're in"?
Wonder Bra.
Which board game features a pop-o-matic for rolling dice?
Trouble.
What do you say at a theater instead of good luck?
Break a leg.
On Friends, who is Chandler's girlfriend with the incredibly nasally voice?
Janet.
Oh, nice work.
Got it in.
Oh, my gosh. Not letting me down this morning, Brad and Jessica. All right. Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to Run to You, I guess, for the Montreal Marathon this weekend.
That's right. Oh. In my mind, I was there.
Sam did not take part. Kim Kieran did. Nice work. All right, Sam, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You're taking on Jessica and Brad in Vaudreuil.
All right.
They did very well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They did.
Well, prepare to meet your match.
Okay. Here we go. Finish the sentence. The bigger they are, the harder they
fall.
On Friends, who is Chandler's girlfriend with the incredibly nasally voice?
Pass.
What bra company's jingle was, "We care about the shape you're in"?
Wonder Bra.
Which board game features a pop-o-matic for rolling dice?
Oh my God, it's so much fun. Trouble.
What do you say at a theater instead of good luck?
In a theater?
Yep.
Break a leg.
On Friends, who is Chandler's girlfriend with the incredibly nasally voice?
Jillian. Jillian is her name.
Okay. Jillian. She was so annoying.
There is no Jillian.
No.
All right. Let's see how you guys did. Jessica and Brad, how are you guys feeling?
feeling really confident.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow.
All right. The bigger they are, the harder they
fall.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the faster they rise.
Is that foreshadowing right now, actually? The bigger they are, the harder they fall?
But for who?
You guys are both correct on that one. Who is Chandler's girlfriend with the incredibly nasally voice? Brad, you came in on the last minute with that one. It was Janice.
That's right.
Oh,
clearly not Jillian.
At the last second, he got that?
He got that one just before the buzzer.
That one stings.
What bra company's jingle was, "We care about the shape you're in"? I love this because Sam got it right. And then between Jessica and Brad, it was actually Brad who got it right in the car. Nice work, Brad.
We know our bra commercials.
Well done, fellas.
Which board game features a pop-o-matic for rolling dice? It is Trouble.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Is that also foreshadowing?
You're both correct on that one. Yeah.
Getting myself into a bit of trouble.
You're really catching on, Sam. And the last question. What do you say at a theater instead of good luck?
Break a leg.
Which is what Sam just did because you lost. Nice work, Brad and Jessica. You guys beat Sam.
Amazing.
My Achilles heel. That Friends trivia. It just gets me every time.
Friends and horoscopes. Oh, sorry, Sam. But nice work.
Really?
I am. I do. I always feel bad when you lose. But Jessica and Brad, I'm excited for you guys. And if you'd like to right now, say your names and tell the world that you're officially smarter than Sam. It feels really good.
We're Jessica and Brad, and we're officially smarter than Sam.
Yeah, you are.
Way to go.
Bravo.
Amazing. You've got major bragging rights. We're also going to give you $100 to spend at Sportium. It's the largest sports store in Quebec. You can check them out at sportium.ca. Congrats, you guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Staying on the line a second.
But do they know where the expression break a leg comes from?
Please enlighten us.
There we go. Okay, well, back in the day in the theaters, they would want to have you be applauded so much so that they'd have to keep rising in the curtain to see you. So much so that you would break a leg of one of those risers for the curtain. So.
Okay, I can't confirm or deny, but do what you wish with that tidbit. Okay,
you owe me 20 seconds of my life back.